The Canterbury Tales, Disc 5.
The Reeves Tale. At Trumpington, not far from Cambridge, there goes a brook, and over that a bridge. Upon the which brook there stands a mill, and this is very sooth that I you tell. A miller was there dwelling many a day, as any peacock he was proud and gay. Pipen he could, and fish, and nets beat, and turn cups, and well wrestle and shoot. And by his belt he bore a long panade, and of a sword full trenchant was the blade. A jolly popper bore he in his pouch. There was no man for peril durst him touch. A Sheffield thwittle bore he in his hose. Round was his face, and camous was his nose. As pilled as an ape was his skull. He was a market-beater at the full. There durst no white hand upon him lay, that he ne swore he should anon obey. A thief he was, forsooth, of corn and meal, and that a sly, an usant for to steal. His name was Houghton, Danus Simkin. A wife he had, common of noble kin, the parson of the town her father was. With her he gave full many a pan of brass, for that Simkin should in his blood ally. She was he fostered in a nunnery. For Simkin would no wife, as he said, but she was welly nourished and a maid, to save in his estate of yeomanry. And she was proud and pert as is a pie. A full fair sight was it upon them two, on holy days before her would he go, with his tippet wound about his head, and she came after in a gown of red. And Simkin had hosen of the same. There durst no wight cleepen her, but dame was none so hardy that went by the way, that with her durst rage or once play, but if he would be slain of Simkin, with panade, or with knife, or bodkin. For jealous folk been perilous evermore, albeit they would their wives wenden so. And eke, for she was some deal smotterlich, she was as dine as water in a ditch, and full of hoker and of bessemer. Her thought that a lady should her spare, what for her kindred and her nurtlery, that she had learned in the nunnery. A daughter had they betwixt them two, of 20 years, withouten any more, saving a child that was of half-year age. In cradle it lay, and was a proper page. This wench thick and welly grown was, with camous nose and eyes grey as glass, with buttocks broad and breasts round and high, but right fair was her hair, I will not lie. The parson of the town, for she was fair, in purpose was to make an her his heir, both of his chattel and his messuage, and strange he made it of her marriage. His purpose was for to bestow her high into some worthy blood of ancestry, for holy church's goods must be dispended on holy church's blood that is descended. Therefore he would his holy blood honour, though he holy church should devour.